Very quick
recap. Show me why he's bought.
Last week we spoke about electric water urns. We were talking about thermostatic controlled water urns and crock pots. Let's start with the crock pots first of all. So we said that with crock pots, if the food is fully cooked, obviously there's no problem of shahia, if the food is fully cooked. If not, then you're going to have a problem of shahia, so you have to put a blech inside.
Yeah?
Because the crock pots is a place where you cook. There's a chashash shem yechater. And who adin is the food is fully cooked before Shabbos comes in, but you want to chazorah, you want to return the pot of Shabbos into your crock pot, you'll need to put a foil or something in there to do ketumah, because you need to have a blech on to do chazorah. We spoke also very interesting last time about these slow cookers, which have got different settings. They've got low, high, and auto. So we said that auto could be problematic. Auto reacts to the cold air when you take your pot out on Shabbos morning, so the cold air goes in. That could set off the element, which could be problematic. Yeah? That's more or less what we said. We spoke about the electric urns, electric water urns, and we said that electric water urns, different sorts. Let's talk about the ones that we know of, the electric water urns that we know, which have got different settings on. The chashash shem yechater. So you should really have it boiled before Shabbos comes in. If it wasn't boiled before Shabbos comes in, it must be at least machu ben yosoi. What exactly machu ben yosoi is hard to know. Ramosha already be very high, 71 degrees, very hot. Others, Mishnas and Chak, say maybe you could be a bit more lenient. You have to ask a Rob. But ideally, your urn should be quite hot before Shabbos comes in. Obviously, no chazorah is allowed in your hot water urn. Someone told me that they had this actually 2 weeks ago or so. One that had two pots on the fire, two pots of water, and one of the electric urns was going down very fast. So they wanted to put some new water into it. Problem is you can't do it on Shabbos. There's no blech there. And mainly there's no heter to put hot water into your urn on Shabbos. That's more or less what we said. Okay? Right. Let's move on to today's topic. We're actually talking about 70 heating. I thought there's
electric
heating. There's no blech in electric urns. You can't put chazorah. You can't do chazorah. Electric urn has got no blech in it. So if you run out of water, your water's level is going down, your electric urn, you can't put new water into it to bring up. What?
If you have a blech. What's the one you
have a blech? You can do chazorah too. What do you mean? Got a blech. If you've got a pot of water on a blech and it's running out of the water's running around and you've got another pot there, you can pour the water. You can pour the water in there to pour in, yeah, but not a blech. Okay, let's talk about the hot water, the heating system. I thought there was central heating actually in this room. I made a mistake. Where's the central heating here? On top?
On the floor.
On the floor. It's very modern. I didn't realize it was such a modern building. Excellent, that's very good. I should have radiator with, yeah. Okay, it's not rocket science, it's very, very simple. Let me just explain to you what happens on a normal heating system. It's very, very simple, really. A normal heating system, you've got a boiler, obviously heats up the water, and then the pipes that come off the boiler go around your house, and let's say you've got a radiator on the wall there. Let's imagine we've got a radiator on the wall there. So the normal radiators that we know have got two taps. One turns, one doesn't. Okay, one out, one in, one out. What happens is normally the hot water comes from the boiler, goes through the pipes, the various parts of the house. If this central heating tap over here is opened up, the water will go into this radiator, hot, go in it, go round it, come out again, back into the pipe system, and go round again back to the rest of the part of the house. That's what happens. That's a normal system. That's all how the heating system works. Very simple system. One thing before I start, actually, on a combi system, because someone told me you have to realize this, on a combi system, I actually had this, actually, just for the last, not this week, well, this week, well, but 2 weeks before that, the pressure can drop. The pressure on a combi system can drop. It's very easy to happen. If you've got a little leak somewhere, one of the valves, a little bit of water's coming out, the pressure of the boiler drops. If the pressure drops below a certain level, you've got no heating. It doesn't work. You won't switch on. So Friday night often there's no problem because it's been heating the whole time. So even if you've got a leak, but since the system is working, it builds into itself. The pressure works itself. New water comes in. If it goes off on Friday night, the heating, what happens is, it's cold, water's leaking out from one of your valves, one of your central heating valves, the pressure drops, on Shabbos morning the heating won't switch on. Don't know if anyone's ever experienced this. It's a very simple thing, it doesn't go on. The Eitzah is very simple. What you do is, there's a little valve near the boiler, you turn it on, water comes into the system, that makes the pressure raise up, and that is good. Someone said to me, he wants to do it on Shabbos, he'll have to do it on Shabbos. That is a serious problem. That water, I asked a plumber this week, two plumbers actually asked, they both told me it's a cold water outlet. That water has never been heated before. It's a cold water outlet going to your boiler. What happens is, when the boiler gets switched on, that water will be cooked for the first time on Shabbos. So there's no heter for a yid to put... What? It's called a grommer. Actually, bishul with a grommer is not possible. You actually have to avoid that. You can't do bishul with a grommer. So it's that you can't do. So the maaser of putting water into this system is problematic. That's out of question. You can get a goy, we're going to speak about a non-Jew doing it, but the maaser for you, I'm talking about a yid, yeah? So a yid to put this pressure tap on, to release the turn the pressure valve on, or whatever you call it, so more water comes into the boiler, it comes into the system, that is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Out of question. Sorry? It's not, unless it's off, the machine's off. Why are you doing it before the machine's off? While it's off. The machine's off. It hasn't gone on. I mean, the machine won't go on without it working. If it's on the time switch, let's say you do it before the time switch goes on. Yeah, it's money's freezing. I mean, it can be very cold, actually. And to get a non-juice to put... I was going to get a non-juice to do it. It's very complicated, expensive. And release the valve and do that. It's very complicated. It was cold. Anyway, well, actually, this Shabbos, we have it sorted. It's tiny. It can be a tiny leak, actually. It's a very small leak. But that little leak can make the water come out. You lose it, you've had it. Okay, that's number one. That is the first thing to avoid. Okay, another interesting halacha this, and we touched on this already before, I must say, it's not so posh. But I don't know why no one ever asked this question. Why is there no Shema Yachata on your boiler system? We've got no blech on our boiler system. Why are we not choshish you might turn the water out?
What are you cooking?
Water. Boiling hot water. So, my thought is a very good question, I must tell you. I'm not so simple what the answer is. Very good. So he's saying a svara here. Maybe it's only about drinking. The maaser is a good svara, but the shavsi is not happy with you. The shavsi speaks about water for washing, using water for washing up dishes, whatever. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down. A lot of people hold that's also problematic, even though you're not going to eat it. It's not so posh. The maaser, the Orech HaShabbos over here, in Siv Lamed Dalet, in Parabay Siv Lamed Dalet, he's matter it. What? You could turn the volume, you could turn it up, you could get, especially in the winter you get different settings, you could turn up the heat of the water. So I think it's a very good kasha actually, I must say I think it's a very, very good kasha. No, well, on the boiler itself, heat the water up. The thermostat on the razor doesn't affect the temperature of the water. The water is the same temperature, all the thermostat does is it stays on longer, the water's the same heat. I'm coming to the thermostat. Wait. Yeah. I'm talking about on the boiler itself. You've got different numbers on the boiler. You've got 55, 60, 65, 70, whatever numbers you've got. That is increasing the heat of the water. That is Shema Yachata. That's like your knob. That is a chashash that you might interfere with that. Heat up, turn the power up to make it much hotter. That is a chashash of Shema Yachata. It's a very good kasha, this, actually. I was surprised no one asked this, actually, this question. No, but I'm telling you, your crock pot's also got, every crock pot's got a normal cover on it. It has to be the Mamayat the Chayyim Shukran. So, and here the Mice is Makel, Oka Shabbos is Makel. If you've got a lock, there's no shayla. If you've got a lock, but a cover's not now. That has to be a heck which is different to the weekday. You have to do something which is different to what is normal. Maaser Erech Shabbos is matter. The maaser, this is what a minig olam is. A minig olam is to Yumeiko. Mutter lishtan b'shabbat ha'nur echim of radiators mikol suk shuhu af sheyeshev shorot l'hakabir l'hakam tzachayim. Even though you can interfere with the heat, you can make it go up and down. He learns there's no issa shahir. He says over here, what you were saying at the bottom, he brings down a swara, maybe because the water's not drinkable. It's dirty water, it's not omid the shtir, even though it's not so posh in this sort. Lamaisa's maker, we're from Erech Shabbos, the Erech Shabbos says this is that. So Lamaisa, our heating systems are allowed, we allow it. It's a good kasha. Someone asked you this kasha, someone asked me, I think it's a very good kasha. Is there a problem with shahir on our water system? Lamaisa, the minute is to maker. Okay. Now, let's come on to our hot water system. So we've got the radiators, everything's working according to plan. The heating's on, and you are, what do you call it, the heating, the boiler's on, the house has been heated up. I've come into one room, and I see the heater's off. The heating is not on in that room. I want to sit down, I want to learn a bit. I would like the heat to be nice and warm. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to turn the valve, and what's going to happen when I turn the valve is that water now comes in from the pipe. It normally goes to bypass it when it was off. It goes straight underneath it. Now, when I turn the valve, the water comes into this heater, goes up, and the water that was in it beforehand, because there was water in it as well, will now come back into the system. Oh. So if the radiator is cold, which that's what I'm talking about, it's a cold room, when I release that and I open up that valve, new water comes in, which is hot. It's going to cook the cold water inside there. Even if it doesn't, the cold water that's inside it will come out into the main bottle and pipe and get hot up. So that can't be done. That is a problem. That's one problem. Yeah? You understand what I'm saying? Oh, hold on. Yeah, very good, yeah. So that's if it's cold, the radiator. What? I can let the water out. That could be a shower bin, you know. I'm not sure if you can tell. You just let all... Yeah, he's asking, let all the water... Say, some of these people got hockles, I tell you. I don't know. So you should cop these people, I'm going to tell you. Ah, yeah. When the mice there, first I don't know if you can do that on Shabbos. I'm not sure if you can do that on Shabbos. Yeah, and also, I don't know if you've got... It's a low nichel. Whatever's inside, there's mamish nam. It's a good idea, but it's not for the public. Whether it works, you know whether it works. So now that's number one. So the chayyim, why is the water goes in, which is cold radiator, it's a problem, heat the water up, the water comes out, cold water mixes with the rest of the water in the boiler, in the pipes, is a problem. I must tell you, all the water in that pipe is pashto keli rishon. Right, if I've got tshuva, it's all one big keli. Starts from the boiler, all the pipes that go along, is all connected to the boiler. It comes around in a big circle, it gets connected, it's all called a keli rishon. So he's quite right, that's a problem. Now, someone's asking a good question. What happens if the water's hot inside the radiator? Yasser's boy. Still Yasser's boy. Over Yasser's boy. Even a bit less than Yasser's boy, because ain't Bishlach or Bishlach or Dovalach, the water's still warm, yeah, or warm enough to serve. So you got around that problem. What other problem you got, my friends? Well, you'll be matter it. Everyone will say it's alright. You've got a serious problem still. What other problem have you got? I'm talking about, let's say you want to, you've got the radiator in your room, one of the children turn the valve off. You come in 10 minutes later, the radiator's still warm, but he's turned the valve off. You want to undo it and make it go back on again. As much as I think when you make it so common, it's like my plumber, you know, you ask him for one job, he makes 101 different jobs. It's a very simple answer, my friend. What's wrong with what you're doing? Chazorah. Oh, you're doing chazorah. The water in the radiator have been the suluk from the boiler. When you release that tap, the water now goes back into the boiler system. That's chazorah. There was no datoi, no oidibiyotoi. It's mamash chazorah. You can't do it. The problem with chazorah. Yeah? That is the problem. So that is not allowed to be done. The whole water goes back. That's got no grub. It's got no grub kuzuma as well. And there's no blech. There's no blech. You've got no blech there. There's no blech here. There's a much worse here. You've got no blech. So this is our question. To open the radiator valve and let, even if it's warm, and to let the water now get revived or whatever, keep it even hotter or whatever, to make sure it's on, that can't be done. You with me? So far, it's very possible. Connected, but when it's switched off, it doesn't go through it, yeah? When it's switched off, we're talking about it's off, you want to release it. It's broken off. The connection is broken off. I've got a nice picture. If anyone wants to see, I've got a nice picture. If anyone wants to look after it, I've got a nice picture. I didn't highlight it, but I drew it. It took me a long time to draw this, a long time ago. But I drew this picture. This is how the heating system works. And you can see it very clearly. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, but the part which is not connected in a way, the part is disconnected. It's not heated.
That's not connect, my friend. It's been switched off. For the time being, it's a break. It blocks it. It blocks the system that the water doesn't come in. It's like a blocker. When you turn the valve, you block it from mixing. You don't want it coming into your system. It doesn't come into your system. Completely switched off.
You know, it stops the radiator, right? But from Yasser's radiator, it's the same water. The water is still connected without being blocked to the boiler. It just won't flow because it doesn't push it.
Is it connected, Mamish?
Yes.
But even if it is, I don't even know if you're right, even if it is, it's still chazorah that was staying in that place in that radiator, and now it's going back into the boiler.
Yes, but it's still connected to the part of water
between. Yeah, but that, I tell you, these Yidden have got good ideas, I tell you. It's a good idea, but I still think that's... What?
Connected, but it's not hot.
Even if it's hot, let's say it's hot.
Of course it's connected, the water
will go bypass it. I'm not sure if you're right. You're telling me it's connected, on the other side it's connected? It just doesn't go past? It's a chiddush. I think it's switched off on both sides. But even if it isn't, the mice say it's going back to the boiler, which wasn't in part of the boiler, and that's much worse. That's like a different area. So that is the problem with the chazorah. It's also a good idea. It's a chiddush, that. That's already a shi, it's already a chiddush in itself. You know what I mean? That's already enough of this. To say that there's no it's a chazor, it's a big chiddush.
Yeah, that's it. It's
not so hot, yeah. Yeah.
Even?
Yeah. Yeah, because you've got no blech. Even if it's done the torch, you've got to attain the oil to be other than the love zero. All that you've got to attain for, but you need a blech. One of the criteria of a chazor is a blech. If you've got no blech, it's out of question. So you've got no blech here, it's finished. The mice, you can't do anything. You've had your chips. Sorry? I like this year, I must say, I like this year. It's an interesting point, my friend, but it's all lomdas after Chazal made an issa. Chazal made an issa. But this is like you're cooking the water. The mice said it was cold water, it's water which was not on the fire, and it's now going on the fire. It's one big zera that Chazal didn't allow. That's number one. Also, you have to know, if the boiler's not working, the boiler's on, let's say, it's not flaring up, let's say it's not revving up with the fire, when you open your valve, it could also be sensitive. You let cold water, let's say, come into the system, that could affect the boiler. That also could be a problematic. So, all in all, turning on your radiator is l'chore not advisable on Shabbos. That's l'chore not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Either the boiler's working, the boiler's not working, it's no chilek, l'maisa, it's problematic, because the water's going to go into the system, and that is not really allowed to do. Thermostat is nothing. The thermostat is nothing, but you can't do anything. Yeah, the thermostat passage is nothing. I don't think you're doing anything. It's just prolonging it and staying on longer. I don't think you're doing anything. There's no electric current when you do a thermostat. On the individual radio. It's not doing anything. No, it's hot. It's talking about everything's working properly. It's all working. Everything is working properly. The heat is normal. And you just want to turn the thermostat. I have to think about it. I'm not sure.
It's like
I'm going to think about it. I'm not sure about it. You're talking about everything's working properly. You've got all your boiler system on. You've got all your heaters on. He wants to turn the thermostat.
The
radio is not on now. It is on. It's on. He wants to make the thermostat and turn the thermostat higher. That's what he wants to do. Yeah, it's hot. You want to make it hotter. You want to stay longer. You want to stay longer. It's on number two. You want to go on number four. I have to think about that. I'm not sure. What? It's on already. You want
to
turn. That's what he's talking about. Everything is on. That's already better. I don't have to make a note of that. Turn the thermostat. The only shy that you can do over here, this is mutter to do. You can ask a non-Jew to turn your hot water tap, your valve on. That's posh, that's mutter. All these things we're talking about, Isurid Rabon over here. Isurid Rabon on Shvus to Shvus, the Mokka Mitzvah, if you need a warm room. Or it's a sick ratio, what's going to happen over here. All that is the Chari Mutter, yeah? So to ask a non-Jew, if you've got the boiler system working, yeah, and you've got one room where the valve is off and you want to have it on so you can have it heat in this room as well, that l'chore one can justify to ask a non-Jew to put it on. If you've got no boiler on and you want a non-Jew to turn the boiler on, that's much more chomer, yeah, because that's an issa d'oraisa. He's revving up everything, he's making a fire. That is halach in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Ayin, in Reish Ayin Vav, I think it is, Sifei, that if it's very, very cold, there's a special halacha, hakol choylem eis latzina. Everyone's got a dinner of choyle if it's very cold. And you can ask even an issa d'oraisa for a non-Jew to do for you if it's very, very cold. But that has to be very, very cold. What? Little kids also, yeah, they're more susceptible to becoming ill, so the little kids also make it better. But it has to be quite cold, yeah, it has to be a temperature which is quite cold. We just finished off, we're running a bit late. Switching off a radiator, closing off the valve, let's say you're in a room, it's too hot. It's too hot. I might say you put the heating on. You thought it would be freezing cold. You put the heating on, and it's too hot. You want to switch off. That's really much better. Switching off is doing nothing, really. Really, switching off is not doing anything at all, really. It's too hot in the room. It's better, not ideal, it's not have to, but it's better if the boiler is not running. If the boiler is on, that could be more of a problem. But ideally, it's better when the boiler is off. It means it's not on, but the boiler's not revving up. That'd be the best time to switch on. Let me just make a sick of what we said. Because turning on a radiator valve to make sure that the room gets hot, that's very problematic. There's various reasons why it's not to be done. Chazora, it could be Bishol. That one should not do. Switching off a radiator tap, that's much better. And if the room is, that means everything is, the boiler's on. What? I have to explain. I'll just explain that tomorrow. It's better when it's on. It could be even when it's on, but the mice is better when it's on. All right, boys, we better stop there. Okay, let's go. Let's go for looking. It's very nice. I appreciate it.
Oh, this is how it goes. That's right.